Okay. I want to be a little bit ambitious this evening and attempt to finish this year. So we may not do everything inside, but I don't think everything here needs to be done. I know, right? I'm a big talker. Okay, we're going to see. We're going to see what we could do. Okay, so the layout of Menchat Shabbos makes a few interesting points. I don't think any major chidushim, but again, just in terms of the layout of the tefillah. So there is a striking difference in the opening of Mincha.
242.
Striking difference in Mincha on Shabbos versus Mincha during the week, namely Uvah L'Tzion. Right after Ashrei, we have Uvah L'Tzion. We don't have it during the week. We do have it on Shabbos. What is the difference? The Kobo explains, Posecha Chazan Ashrei V'Achrav Omer Uvah L'Tzion V'Choseir Kedusha Shalom Omer Oso B'Shachar. It's a makeup. It's a makeup from the morning. We didn't do it in the morning. We do it at Shacharis during the week. We didn't do it Shabbos morning. Why did we not do it Shabbos in the morning? It's probably a better question. If we're doing a Uvah L'Tzion anyway, it's not a contradiction to Shabbos. So do it in the morning, the same place that we always do it, and Mincha should look like Mincha. Mipnei Torach Tzibur. Because it'd be too long a davening. Shelo yichbar al hazakenim v'ubros aminikos, or the people who have ADD. Imiracha kol kach v'vizakneses v'yatsuma at acherei amram kol hazeder. Now it makes you wonder, how long did it take them to say Uvah L'Tzion?
Right.
Not like 20 minutes. Right. So I don't know. It either shows the sensitivity that we have to these people that even an extra 2 minutes, if it's going to be an extra 2 minutes that they're going to be hungry, we don't want to inconvenience them. Or their experience of Uvah L'Tzion was very different than our experience of Uvah L'Tzion. But either way it is, we have the Uvah L'Tzion from the morning. We have it made up with the in the afternoon. Okay. Right after that, we have the pasuk of Vanis Filasilcha Hashem Eis Ratzon, which again is an interesting pasuk that is inserted right in between. So he explains V'achar Vanis Filasilcha Nagulam Pasuk of Mincha Shabbos Lifeshakasa Malam Eni Yosichu BeYoshvei Shar Uneginos Shosi Sheichar. What does that tell us? Amar Davne Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bonoshlam Umos Olam Ve'Open Yisrael Osim Mishtos Mishtakim Simchasim Vanis Filasi Lecha. That it's a contrast, that when you have a day of rest, how do you spend a day of rest? You could spend a day of rest, and it could be into a day of eating and drinking and holulus, or it could be, now that we have a pause from, if we've had an entire Shabbos, we have a pause from everything else that's going on over the course of the week, Vanis Filosi, I'm going to engage myself more in Tfilah. Ya'ez asher gdalta asimcha, b'yom nuchaseinev esamachti, eini mashlich osachar regoi, ki yagi azman atfilah, ni mafzik mishtosai, I don't miss out on davening just because it's a day when I can take a longer shlof. It's a day when I can do other things. Okay, so again, what's interesting is that the pasuk of Vanis Filosi is not connected to Kriyas HaTorah. I think we think of it as being connected to Kriyas HaTorah because it immediately precedes Kriyas HaTorah, but the way the Kolbo was explaining it, it's a little bit of a declaration of I'm engaging now in Mincha. I guess theoretically it could have been even before Ashrei. This was where they chose to do it, I guess maybe because Ashrei is just the Kavua beginning of, we always start Mincha with Ashrei, but it's, what? Or Korbanos for those that do that, yeah. But again, it's interesting that it's not really connected to, which makes sense, it's Vanis Filasi, not connected to the Kriyas HaTorah as much as it is to...
We say it when
we're adding supplications, but that's exactly the point, right? We use that Hashem, the Yud Gimel, those don't really have anything to do directly with Kriyas. Why we insert it there is a different interesting question, but we use that as an Eis Ratzon, as a declaration of, so Vanis Filosi is we just turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that Tfilah is our essence. Okay, fine. We'll continue in, and the Shulchan Aruch says, B'mincha, then we have Kriyas HaTorah. B'mincha 28, Omrim Asher, V'otzilin Vanis Filosi, V'motzilin Sefer Torah, V'korn Giman Hashim. We call up three Aliyos, Yud Psukim Miparsha Haba. That's again based on the Gemara and Megillah that almost always, except for Purim, we have the minimum number of Psukim and Aliyah's three Psukim. The only time that we actually have three, three, and three is on Purim. Otherwise, it's a minimum of 10 Psukim. Even if Yontif is on Shabbos, Koran Miparsha Abba Velo Bisha Yom Tov. The Kriyat Torah is for whatever is that week and not for Yom Tov. Okay. Here the Mishnah Berurah points out something else which just avoids some confusion. Right? There are times, and again, we're not going to explain all of them right now, but there are times when we say Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, and there are times that we do not say Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. And it sometimes is a little confusing. There's only two that you don't. It may have to do with Shmona Esrei. Let's see. B'mincha ein omrim Kaddish al habima le'olam hayne ben b'Shabbos ben b'Tainus. So on a Tainus in the afternoon, and on Shabbos in the afternoon, you do not say Kaddish. Rak lifnei ha'amud kodom tefilas yirches v'koy nam yasever Torah. Meaning, you always need to have a Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. But the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah is pushed off to the Kaddish that you're going to be saying immediately prior to Shmona Esrei. So that Kaddish counts as both. If you would have both, you would have nothing in between. And therefore, there would be an extra Kaddish. If you would say it immediately after the laning, there'd be nothing to separate the Kaddish before Shmona Esrei from the Kaddish afterwards. So why is Shacharis different? Because you do have tefillos in between after the Kaddish, with Ashrei and the Balatzion before you get to the end of davening. Okay, so again, there's an overall structure to the tefillah. Everything makes sense. It's not just a hodgepodge of things that are put together.
We have Kaddish before the Torah.
You need to have it. You do need to have it. That Kaddish is connected. That's why Tachanun and Shmona Esrei do have some sort of connection between them, which is why there's no Kaddish in between, only afterwards. Okay. After Shmona Esrei, so then we have Tzidkascha. So he has here the Nusach of Tzidkascha. What exactly is Tzidkascha all about? So there are two primary explanations. The Avud Raham says, number 31, Yesh Amram Shenagul Amram Kimo Tzidk Hadin. It is like Tzidk Hadin, an affirmation of justice. Al Poshim Shasidin Lachzer Ladinam Acha Ashlamas HaSeder Matzdikin Esadin Al Dinam Achozer. So again, what exactly all this means is not 100% clear, but there is this idea of the neshamos not being punished in Gehenna on Shabbos. They have a certain break, and now if Shabbos is over, they're going to be going back and getting their punishment. And we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. As much as we're not rooting for anybody to get punished, we understand that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is the way it should be. So we kind of, as the neshamos are going to be going back to wherever they're going at the end of Shabbos, we declare Tzidik Adin.
So if there's no tax in the following day,
we're going to get there. Let's get there. We'll get there also. Kedarmin reaches Rabbah Malcha Mamun al Ruchos Machris Be'erev Shabbos Omer Tzu Poshim Gehenim Venuchu Kedosh Yisrael Shabbos. There's a Malach who takes the Neshamos out of Gehenim for Shabbos, lets them rest just like the Jews are resting. Motzoi Shabbos Machris Omer Chizru Poshim Gehenim Shekvar Shim Yisrael Sidrayim. That's another reason to keep Shabbos going a little longer. Have some rachmanos on the Shamos. This is also connected to the idea of the drinking the water from the flowing rivers and things like that. Whatever exactly all that means, it also has to do with the Neshamos. The Torah has it. That's one explanation. One explanation is this Tzidik Hadin, this affirmation of just of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice, because the Neshamos of the sinners are going to be going back to Gehenna. The Torah has a completely different explanation. Well, not completely. There's one common denominator between the two. The Torah says, "V'noagim b'chol magom asam agim b'sukim tzidkascha." The kasa of Reb Shalom, whoever that is, ha'tam shadik lomer tzidkadin. It's also tzidkadin, but it's al shemeis Moshe Rabbeinu ba'osah shah. It's on the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we assume happened on the afternoon of Shabbos. So again, the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu is large enough that Klal Yisrael are always matzdik es hadin at Mincha on Shabbos for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, but again, but Moshe is different kind of leader. Now the Bach says points out something very interesting over here. It's a little bit of a tangent, but it's interesting. He points out that there seems to be a contradiction because we have a medrash that says that he died on Shabbos afternoon, and we have another medrash which says that he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life. How could he have written 13 Sifrei Torah on the last day of his life if the last day of his life was Shabbos? Ve'efshar liyashir hamidrashim. We can resolve the contradiction in midrashim. Devadai be'erev Shabbos meis Moshe. That he died on Erev Shabbos. Ubo b'yom malu yom avishnosav. And that day was the completion of this 120 years. Because they begin a Sefer Torah. And he wrote all these Sefer Torah because it was on Friday. Avog furaso bagai shekavra kadosh baruch hu. Like we say, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the Kavura of Moshe Rabbeinu until Shabbos afternoon. Okay, between this period of time when he with death and burial, he was hovering with the wings of the Shechina. Fine. So again, that's the an interesting explanation. Fine. According to everything that we've said, we know in common practice that we don't say tzidkascha when we wouldn't say tachanun during the week. What is the connection between the two? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Omrim tzidkascha mechabo bo yom she'ilu ayacholu ayomrim bo minuncha nifil sapayim. So why would that be? So the pashtus is that it's connected to Tzidukadin. Tzidukadin is the same thing. We don't say Tzidukadin by Levaya either if it is a day that we don't say Tachan. And this idea of strict justice is a part of what seems to be a contradiction to certain days that have Simcha. Now, why is that not a contradiction to every Shabbos? It's because whatever the reason is a Shabbos reason. So right, even though Shabbos is never a day that we would say Tachanun, right? So you should always get out of Tzidkascha because of Shabbos. But the answer is the reason we're saying Tzidkascha is because of Shabbos. So as long as it's, right, it's either because the Neshamos are going back at that time or because Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. So Shabbos can't be the reason. But if there's something else, so then we don't say it. But the truth is, he points out over here in this lengthier piece in the Piskei Tshuvos that there are a variety of minhagim when it comes to the psukim, and as we'll see in a moment, even when it comes to when you skip tzidkascha. It says kayodua nechleku minhagei svarad v'ashkenaz b'seder amiras psukim elo. And nusach ashkenaz and nusach svarad do the psukim in the opposite order. L'minhag ashkenaz omrim tchilat tzidkascha zedek olam saras chames ki malas haTorah chashuva mekol, because we're talking about Torah first. Torah is the most important. U'pasuk zeh neged Moshe Rabbeinu shen haTorah yado b'maschilim. So we start. Again, especially according to the logic of the tour, that this has to do with Moshe. So Moshe and Torah go together, that's first. Achar kach omrim tzidkascha lokim ad Moshe har sitzo gelos, neged Yosef atzadik, shalav nemarinenu godol bevayis hazev imenu. So next is the one that corresponds to, it talks about gedula, it corresponds to Yosef. Achar kach tzidkascha kahar rekel, is neged David HaMelech. So it's going in chronological order. Moshe, Yosef, and David. So Moshe, the Chashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's talking about Torah, and then in chronological order to Yosef and David. Good. Umesaimin Baskar Hashem Hashem. Fair enough. V'Chashivas the Kaddish Leos Nismal Hashem Shemayim, and the Kaddish follows Nechdetim Hashem. Ah, V'Avav Pisha. What's the flip side? What's the downside to this? To this order. The psukim are not in the order in which they're found in Tehillim, which would be another logical way of doing it, right? The ones that come in the earlier chapters should be first. We don't have that. So again, it speaks to a different aspect of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and again, I guess to these people as well. And therefore, that's more of a reason to go out of order. Why does Nusaf Sfarad do what they do? So now we know, because we know what the weakness is in the Minhag Ashkenaz. That's exactly why Nusaf Sfarad does it in the reverse order. Well, the Minhag Sfarad, we're up Sukkim, Kefi Sijim Bit Tehillim. We just go in order of the Tehillim, right? It's in Kapitol Lamed Vav, Ayin Aleph, and Kuf Yates. So we do it in that order. It happens to be, it's not just to do it in the reverse order, but it happens to be that the Sukkim come out in reverse order. Fine.
Is there a reason that you don't say good Shabbos to people after Menachah, or that's just, I've heard that you don't think good.
Oh. Yeah. Never heard it. Don't know. The next thing is interesting because it's somewhat nogeh l'maisa. So we said before that you don't say tikascha on a day which you don't say tachanun. So that is again the Sefer Ishei So brings it down. Kol yom she'enam tachanun v'osachol enam tikascha zedek b'shabbos. Fine. Rabbi Avadia though says something interesting. He says, "Biyamim shein omrim ben vidoy, ein omrim b'shabbos bincha tikas chat tzedek." Ava kishesh chasan avi abeno sandes agnes yishmar tikas chat tzedek mo b'chol Shabbos. Because there are two different reasons why we will omit tachanun. Sometimes we will omit tachanun because the day is a day upon which we don't say tachanun, and sometimes we don't because there is a person or event that is taking place that has a certain element of simcha to it, and for that reason we don't say tachanun. And he splits between those two, not when it comes to tachanun, both will get you out of tachanun, but when it comes to tzikascha, he splits between the two. If it is a day which would not warrant tachanun, then we skip tzikascha. But if it happens to be that there's a chasan there, or there's a moel, or a bris, or something like that, then you would still say it.
I don't understand the logic, I don't understand.
I think the logic is actually pretty compelling. There's a difference between a day which has inherent simcha to it and when you're celebrating with somebody. But it's for the same reason that it's not clear, and again, this comes up sometimes, I don't get to all the details, but when you have a bris and you have slichos, so you say the slichos, you don't say the tachanun, you say the tachanun, it depends. So there are different minhagim. Because there's a difference between when you're, if there's a need of the tzibur, there's only so much that we override for a yachid. So if the day is a day in which we don't have it, then obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that's a day that doesn't require it. But if it happens to be that somebody shows up, there are certain days, it does happen. You don't want that person there who's going to get you out of tachanun. And there are certain times, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Things like, there are different times. So I think that's the story. Same when it comes to tzidkoscha, so tzidkoscha has to do with the day. Again, and how much does tzidkoscha din?
No, we don't.
That's what the Sfaradim hold. There is a logic to it. I certainly hear such a Sfar, but that's not the Minhag Ashkenaz. But even within this, as far as there's Mordechai Eliyahu on the bottom, quotes the Kaf HaChaim, who argues, "I'm Nick Shalom, Reis Eivel, Afilu Kishpalin Sham Sibor." But nearly a time, the low Amru Shein Avils, for Ezra Bishabas, the Dorshu Dav Kishim Avils, we know Mirazi Gosla, Gam Gets Chasan, Reis Tino Kanimo, Einam Rasa, fine. Fine. He says that we keep it the same between the two. That it wouldn't be considered to be Avilos Peresia, skipping it for Beis Avel because of that reason. Fine, we're done with Mincha. Now we get to Ma'ariv. Okay, number 40, page 249. Shulchan Aruch says Me'acharin Tvias Arvis Kedei Lahosiv Michol Ala Kodesh. It is an open halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That we try to daven Ma'ariv later on Motzai Shabbos. V'amir Rabbi Yossi, I'll put in my commentary in a moment. V'amir Rabbi Yossi, Yehechelki mimachnise Shabbos b'Tiveryon umimotzie Shabbos b'Tziporia. I want to be among those who taken Shabbos in Tiveria, which was in the valley, so it started earlier, and I want to be with those they got Shabbos in Tzipori on top of the mountain, where Shabbos is going to end a little bit later. There is a Maila to keeping Shabbos long. Pesukei Tshuvos writes, "Ve'elu ha'omden achenin chashecha bechoses ha'avinos b'sferes ha'kachavim." Those who are standing outside, impatient, counting the stars, waiting, counting on the seconds till Shabbos is over. O bistaklus b'sha'on. Masai kvar teze Shabbos, when will Shabbos go away? Kvar tzav galem shu avon plidu bizayon the Shabbos. Shinir lov gedorch, it's a bizayon the Shabbos. Zulus melkam cholir shayon is gomish. I said, okay, there are times when there's an emergency. But outside of that, hayitachin, to have minyanim davka starting earlier than the time of shul to save 5 minutes is a chilul Hashem. A chilul Hashem. To be zayon to Shabbos. To be zayin to Shabbos, again, if you're doing the same time as the tzibur, okay, but to do it davka earlier, I don't want to be part of Shabbos. I can't have 5 minutes more of Shabbos. And that people, again, I don't even know if it's true, but I've heard that there are still people davening after shkia on Motzoi Shabbos, like was necessary during COVID. It's a chil Hashem on top of a chil Hashem. It's against the mefurish halacha and shulchan aruch. Again, I don't know. It's a... What?
Note 30
let's see. According to this means that since Shabbos ends the virgin of three small stars, one should be eating a mire for a short time after that. Okay. See if I'm saying for the question concerning that time, it has and will suffice there, but knowing that interestingly in some communities mean none for mire are held beginning 10 minutes for a time publicized by the Shabbos. Perhaps this practice can be defended by saying the beginning of mire is delayed from the standard time specifically come during the week. Fine, which is early time he's been in Shabbos. Okay, but even that is means that that's the community standard. But to make it earlier than the community standard, even he wouldn't. I don't know. I feel bad for those people. Nebuch on them. Viper. Havdalah during davening.
Well,
okay.
He says nothing about the special davening at the end of
We have to Havdalah first.
Havdalah comes first.
Havdalah during davening. Atachan atanim.
What's wrong with davening, Meyer? Earlier, but keep waiting until Shabbos is over.
Well, you're being mavdil. You're being mavdil during davening.
No,
what do you mean? Either way, you are taking out Shabbos 5 minutes earlier than the tzibur.
No, if you're not being in the shul, then you're not 5 minutes earlier. If that shul starts 5 minutes earlier, that's...
Okay, so again, if it's a community standard, but to be two blocks away from the shul, because you need to be 5 minutes earlier, that's a bizayon. It's a bizayon to Shabbos.
When should Marav start? When Shabbos is over?
I don't know. Part of the problem is I can't tell you when Shabbos is over. Again, Seis HaKochavim is not an easily determined time. For me, it's very, very easy. 72 minutes after Shkia. Very easy. I can tell you without that when that is. But otherwise, is it 43? Is it 50? There are different cheshbonos that get different numbers. So again, so we have a community standard. I think that's important to have a community standard.
The community standard says 50.
Okay.
So does that mean you start davening Marav at 50 or before?
Yeah, this show does 50.
We don't do 50.
What do we do?
We do 43, I believe. No? I think we do 43. 42 or 43. I don't remember. One or the other. It's 42 or 43.
So we start down at Mara 42. Is that what you're saying?
Or 43. I don't know. I don't recall. Okay. If you look at the thing.
Okay. We start whenever we stay at Dolores.
Right, we do both simultaneously.
Okay,
we do both simultaneously. Okay, let's get that Havdalah during davening.
Right, Marv is together. That's right.
You're only talking about Shabbos and Ovi. The end of Shabbos is not different than all the Shabbos. Just when you start davening,
much of Shabbos
when Shabbos is over is the same time for lots of other.
I understand that, but you're Mavdil, and you end you formally escort Shabbos in Atachone. The Shulchan Aruch and Atan Mishnah Brura. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ma'achrin Tarfilas Arves." It's not just about Malacha. We wait. We delay the Daven Mariv until in order to Mosiv Mechol Hakodesh. I'm just reading the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So Havdalah during davening says the Gemara in Brachos as follows: Havdalah b'Chonin Hadas. Again, we won't do that part inside. Why is Havdalah in the Bracha of Chonin Hadas? Because in order to make distinctions between things, it requires. Das, fine, good. Fascinating Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lam and Gimel. So the Amoraim explained as follows. Originally, Havdalah was only during davening. He'eshiru, when the people got a little bit wealthier, kavu alakos, right? Because wine is expensive. But they said, okay, people have more money now, so we will do havdalah instead of during davening. We will do havdalah alakos. He'anu, when unfortunately they hit a recession, chazir v'kavu, they stuck it back at the tefillah. V'heimarma, they decide on mavdal b'tefillah tzarech shi'avdal alakos, that you need to do both. You need to do both. We went back and forth, and at the end it was decided that you do both. Itmar Nami, we had the same thing. Anshin Kines, Avgilo, Tiklam, Yisrael, Brachos, Tfilos, Kedushos, Vavdos, Bitzchila, Kavu, Bitzchila, originally on Tfila, Hashira, Kavu, Alkos, Chazir, Veno, Kavu, Tfila, went back and forth. And then they said, Amad, the Bitzchila, Tzarach, Shiavdil, Al Hakos. So the Alter Rebbe explains in Shulchan Aruch HaRav in number 45. What exactly happened to all this? Has Kadeshli Avdolim, to tell us Tadda, the Oshev Oni, Mitzvila, Kos, Mikos, Tfila. They realize after a while you can't have that Havdalah is going to constantly depend on, you know, how the stock market is doing. It's just not shayach. Havdalah is going to become a joke. So they said you need to, they had to make a formal takan of how to do it. So you're davening and also on the coast if possible. Oh. Now, very interesting. I don't know, very well known. Halacha as follows. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this. Omrim Abdullah Bechonin Adah. So what happens if you make a mistake? You're supposed to say it in Atachonin. It happens, sometimes you forget. So again, if you forgot, you do not repeat Shemona Esrei. Do not repeat Shemona Esrei. V'imta v'lo hivdu, mashlim tvilaso, v'eino chozer. If you forgot it, you finish your davening, you don't go back. Because you're still going to get Havdalah, because you have Havdalah Kos. I feel you should have done it twice, but you're still going to get it. But if you ate before you made the Havdalah al HaKos and you forgot to say it in Atachonin, then you have to go back and daven.
Knas, right?
It's a knas. It's a fascinating knas. And because the Havdalah al HaKos, we assume the halacha is necessary to be matir eating. You can't eat until after the Havdalah al HaKos. You could do malacha after the Havdalah and Tefillah, but you can't eat until after the Havdalah al HaKos. Tire Shemon Esrei.
If I miss Havdalah in Shemon Esrei,
yeah.
Can I drive home and then make Havdalah at home?
If you have to say Baruch Hamavda, you have to have done some sort of Havdalah. You could say Baruch Hamavda because the Chol on your own.
You Baruch Hamavda, even after you done.
If you listen to Havdalah, yes, yeah, theoretically, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains Omrim Havdalah. For some reason, you didn't daven Ma'ariv and you made Havdalah on the coast first, you still say Havdalah and davening.
Is that mutter?
Ideally not. Ideally you shouldn't do it, but you should daven Ma'ariv first. But if not daven, it happened. Whatever the reason was, it happened that maybe you're yotzei with somebody else. You missed Ma'ariv. You woke up from your... You davened early mincha. You slept late. V'esach nisht.
Then you go to
your
shiva
house. Yeah, something. So you missed it.
Before you leave.
All those things. You started doing the carpools. B'chonin hadas. V'kavua b'bracha zub neshe asa l'tfot tzrachav kodim Havdalah. Why they stick it in Chonin? That's the Mishnah Berurah. It's another reason. You know why? Because you're going to be asking for all the things that you need in Shemona Esrei. You're not supposed to ask for the things on Shabbos. So by saying it in the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, so you have that heter. So besides the fact that it's just it's about das. Minak pashlam atachonin ad lenoshbinim echagach atachonatan, as we put in, v'chaninim yitravim hizcham atachonatan v'elach yotza, fine. Im shachach, lispalim, ispal shachar shtayim. What if you forgot to daven Ma'ariv? So now you have to do two shachris in the morning. Eino maskir atachon antanu lo berishon oshnei. You don't say atachon antanu anymore. Ba'med dvar mamurim. What is that? In what circumstance? Kishikvar hivdo miyasmal akos. If motzei Shabbos, you made Havdalah akos. Avolim hivdo klal. If you didn't do Havdalah, I don't know what you're doing. You fell asleep and you slept till the morning. You slept till the morning. So you missed everything. So then, so you haven't done any Havdalah akos. You didn't do Havdalah akos. And you didn't do Havdalah tefila. Then Yeshlav Dain Khiya Mitzvah Havdalah, Yazgar Tachanatana Bishar Tfila Shniya. Then you've been the second Shemona Esrei Tachanatana, because that's the general rule when you have Tashlumin. The first Shemona Esrei is the actual Tfila, and the second one is the makeup, again, even though it seems To be out of order.
But I thought it was supposed to be. I thought the purpose of Tashlumin was to be identical as the first.
So we'll discuss that more in a second. Pashtus is not. It's what you're mechliv in right then.
It's the Alaska thing where the sun doesn't go down.
Yeah, a little bit different because here you should have done it. There you couldn't have done it.
Yeah, you go to sleep
in the right. If it's at 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that, and then when it's summer in Iceland, Alaska, these places that are far north. So yeah, so sometimes it makes more sense to. Even those that, again, I would avoid the situation, but if you can't avoid the situation, then we usually daven Ma'ariv, we'll allow Ma'ariv based on plag, but not to do Malach on Shabbos. So, you'd have to do it in the morning.
If I miss it after Chonin, I can't say Shema Kolenu?
I don't think there's any reason to.
I thought I had seen that. It could be you could, but again, I don't know if there's any reason to.
So if you missed it, you're allowed to be the evid or lie on the cup. You're not allowed to do malacha. You can't drive home from shul until either you do avdala kos or you say it yourself. If you ate, that's the situation, right? You missed it at tachonin. You did not do avdala kos and you ate. Then we go welcome Khan to talk on Batfil Kansin on Lay. We give him a knas, we throw the book at him. Vitzarak Lachar is Palo Havdo Batfil, you have to go back and say Shema Esrei again. I don't know of any other example in the halacha where we the knas that you have to date Shema Esrei. Not sure. But that's the din here. Okay. What about mistakes in the Shema Esrei of Shabbos? There's zero chance I'm finished what I wanted to finish. Okay, but at least I'm ambitious. Let's see if we can finish this part at least. Or at least half of this part. Let's see what we can do. Okay. So this happens probably not so infrequently, which is you're saying your Shabbos Shemona Esrei, and you realize that you're saying the weekday Shemona Esrei. Now, the easiest reason why it happens is because two out of the three Shabbos Shemona Esreis and the weekday Shemona Esrei all start with Atah. Right? We have Atah Chonein, and we have Atah Kiddushin, and Atah Echad. So it, besides the fact that we're just spacey, maybe not paying attention to our davening, but it makes sense that we would wade into that. So what's the halach in this case? So the Gemara quotes you from the Gemara Brachos on Chafaf in 48. Hani bnei Beirav deto umidke dechol b'Shabbos. The students in the house of Rav who accidentally said a bracha on Shabbos. Maushik said, you finish the bracha. V'amalan gomen koloso bracha. You finish that bracha. What is the reason? Because really, really, we could have had the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos. I'm sorry, weekday Shemona Esrei on Shabbos as well. The Chachamim did not want Shabbos davening to go on and on and on, even though Shabbos davening goes on and on and on. And therefore, we don't have those brachas. But since they're not a contradiction to Shabbos, if you started one, then you are supposed to finish it.
Saying normally, under normal circumstances, it would have been Shemona Esrei plus Shabbos.
We would have probably thrown in something about Shabbos, right?
Right.
Yeah, at that point, you say Ubalatzion also, right? For sure, for sure. Ah, very good. So again, so if you're in the situation, like I would say, the most spaced out situation is when you do the slach lanu, readjusting of the lapel. So then you've already done, you've already completed two brachas already. You're in the third bracha. So there you finish your slach lanu. If you're too embarrassed to finish your hitting, you don't have to do your hitting, and you finish that bracha. But often it happens that you remember earlier. So says the Shulchan Aruch, im tov hiskol tefilas achol, if you made a mistake and you started the davening, the weekday davening, you finish that bracha. It doesn't matter which bracha. In all the tefillos, there are those that say that you should stop in the middle of bracha when it comes to musaf. But it's too long, and also because it's a tefillah that you don't have during the week. There's no parallel tefillah. The Beis Yosef here goes to Tumas Hadesh, and I guess we'll finish up with this, who says something very interesting. You started atachonin. You said only the word ata and you didn't say chonin. You know that you were thinking atachonin. You got to be honest with yourself. You know you were going to say atachonin. You just said ata. Im savar shehu chol. So if you thought it was a weekday, and you had intention to say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, afilu ikai ba'ata kidashta or ba'ata echad, even if the Shemoneh Esrei you're supposed to be saying is one in which you could continue, right? You could stick right after the ata the next appropriate word. Nira demikri hiskal b'shachol v'gomar osav racha. If you intended for chol and you thought it was chol, even though you only said ata, you continue with chonin, you don't go to ata kidashta. Aval im lo bekavon hiskal tevas ata. But if you were just spaced out, the other shu Shabbos, you knew that it was Shabbos. Velishnei de iskul le lefi hergelo, but you're on autopilot. You're not intending to make a mistake. Vim Kane, wild chiddush. Afilu biyismach Moshe she'ino pasachas ba'ata megomok chashuna getov leShabbos benzol lezol de tevas ata nami aschol tevas Shabbosi. V'af agav yego shachol gormatos megomok lekri bishulakach hischalas tevaschol kevin yodet Shabbos. He says like this, incredible. So according to Shemot Hadeshen, if it's the normal case, right? The normal case, we know that at Shabbos, we're just in space. If you just said Ata, you are allowed to shift to the Shemot Esrei of Shabbos, but he takes it a step further. What if it's Shacharis? So the Shemot Esrei doesn't start with Ata. It starts with Yismach Moshe. I said Ata. He said, we can view it as if he was about to say Ata Echad, or Ata Kidash, which would be a Shabbos Shemot Esrei. And if you were going to say one of those, you're allowed to switch to Yismach Moshe, and then you do not complete the bracha of the you did not complete the bracha of the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So again, it really depends on intention. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Says the Shulchan Aruch of here 51. Imhaya savar shulchol. If you thought it was a weekday, v'hiskal daikta dechol miakdim ata nizgar kodem shomer chonein havei hiskal b'shachol v'gomer osav bracha. If you thought it was a weekday, even just ata, you have to finish like the Shemoneh Esrei said. You did an autopilot. He quotes the Shuma Sadeshin. So it seems to be Shulchan Aruch again says that by all Tefillah Shabbos, this is true. The Magen Avraham, however, says here in 52, and we'll stop with this. Im Omer ba'arvis u'mincha ata v'sover shulchol Omer ata kidashto ata echad de'lo mikri haschol b'shulchol elo b'shachris shediber gam kein shelo kahogen. The Magen Avraham, however, assumes that this trick only works when it is an ata Shemoneh Esrei. If it's not an ata Shemoneh Esrei and it's Yismach Moshe, then you're not going to be able to shift in this way. Okay, Mirtz Hashem. Next week, we'll finish this up and maybe start.